Why, hello there, my fellow kings and queens. Welcome to the Dynasty Monarchy Podcast, where you will learn how to rule over your Dynasty League for years to come. Now, allow me to introduce you to your hosts.
All right, here we go. Episode number 131 of the Dynasty Monarchy Podcast. Whoever you may be, however you may be listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anybody else, welcome in. Back for another week. A little bit different here. I'm just ripping a solo episode. Max and PJ were both busy with work and we're not able to record this week. So I figured I'd just toss in a little ep here. Just a quick buy-sell episode, just kind of going over some players I feel like are good values and which players I think may be overvalued at this point where you can kind of flip for some profit. So I'll just keep it quick and easy here, and let's get into buy-sell. Let's go. All right, this first one is going to be pretty self-explanatory here. It's going to be a sell that I have, and it's going to be CJ Stroud. I feel like anyone who has Twitter or X has just seen the discourse on him and how Keep Trade Cut had him as the quarterback one overall, and a couple other handful of polls I've seen from different Dynasty content creators having CJ Stroud over Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You know, I mean, he's being priced at the MVP level right now, and I think people are catching on. I really do think I'm selling high, you know, all day long if I can. I don't really have him in a ton of spots, but there's a few that few trades that I like that I've seen on Twitter and some ones that I would maybe be trying to get. A couple that I saw on Twitter was like Kyler Murray and Drake London for CJ Stroud, basically like pivoting to another solid quarterback in a tier lower, plus maybe a solid wide receiver that you can start or a running back. So maybe something like Anthony Richardson plus Justin Herbert plus was another one. I forget the receiver, but I mean, even another one, if you could get something like Stroud for the 101 in Superflex, anything you can do to get like the 101 would be crazy, but I feel like you might be able to get it done truly. I just think this is the value game of Dynasty, and it's like, okay, Stroud would have to be probably at an MVP level this next season to hold the value that he's at, and I don't know. I'm just not a buyer of that, and I think that you could make some profit off of CJ Stroud, honestly. And the next one, I'll come through with two players to buy. The next one, it's going to be, I don't know, it's kind of controversial, but it's going to be Raheem Mostert. And you're going to ask, like, why would you ever want to buy a 32-year-old running back in Dynasty? I was kind of asking myself the same thing, but he had the fourth highest fantasy points per game last season among running backs. This offseason signed a 2-year, $9 million deal. And I think that his role will be pretty similar to what it was this past season. I mean, he probably won't lead the league in touchdowns again. I feel pretty safe in saying that. But I think with the hype with A-Chain and everything around that, I think people are probably going to be lower on Mostert than they should be. I mean, I'll lay it out here. These were the splits in half PPR when A-Chain was active in the game versus inactive for Mostert. This is like his half point PPR points per game. So when A-Chain was active, Mostert's points per game were 17.6. And then when A-Chain was inactive, it was at 16.5. And both of these points per game would have been a top three finish in half PPR points per game for running backs this past season. So I don't know, man. I think it's truly a contender only buy. But like I said, I feel like his value will be pretty low given the amount of hype that A-Chain has got, you know, this offseason, and probably will continue to get. As a contender, it might be an overpay, but I'd feel comfortable at most sending a mid-second round pick this year. I do think you could get him for less, though, but it might be tough because I feel like Mostert would be on competing rosters already, so you might have to send that kind of mid-second there. Maybe another kind of trade you could try to get through is maybe like Joe Mixon for Mostert plus a pick or some type of vet running back swap like that, where you're kind of giving up maybe a perceived higher value veteran guy and getting Mostert plus a pick. I feel like that's kind of a safe play as well. The next guy that I have to buy here is Kyler Murray. So the last couple seasons were tough with him for injury and then also lack of a supporting cast, but Kyler still showed to me, you know, that elite upside from earlier in his career. In 4-point passing touchdowns, his points per game in 2023 was 18.3, and then in 2022 was 18.2. And those were both good for ninth overall. You know, with Arizona expected to add an elite wide receiver in the draft, I really do think Kyler's going to outperform his quarterback 17 ADP on Sleeper all day. I feel like his ADP should be higher for Sleeper there, but I think he's going to ball out, man. And I think a thing to note as well is he's only going to be 27 years old when the season starts. So I'm definitely a guy who's higher on Kyler Murray than maybe most people are, because I know he does get some hate. But some trades that I would be looking to get to acquire Kyler Murray would be like maybe Jordan Love for Kyler Murray plus a little bit of something, maybe some draft capital. Joe Burrow for Kyler Murray plus something as well, like draft capital, maybe a depth wide receiver. And honestly, like, this is how high I am on Kyler Murray. I feel like I would even be trying to get Kyler Murray for the 103 or the 104 in Superflex, just straight up. I mean, I would take Kyler Murray over Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy if he ends up sliding up there. But I do think Kyler Murray, you know, there was a point where he was the first overall quarterback, second overall quarterback selected maybe a couple years ago, like three or four years ago. So I don't know. I think his rushing upside plus his passing upside, you know, they get another receiver in there. I think he's really going to ball out this next year. So I'm trying to buy in as much as I can. And the last one here is going to be a sell. And this one hurts me to say it, but it's going to be Nick Chubb. And I'm a Browns fan, so, but I do think the writing is on the wall with Nick Chubb. I think there's a window here in the offseason right before the draft where there's been good news of his rehab plus, you know, a contract restructure that might have some people hopeful that he's going to be in Cleveland for the next few years and can maybe get back to, you know, some of the form that he showed pre-injury. But I do think the process is to try and ship him off of your teams before the NFL draft. You know, Cleveland has shown that they want Watson to be the focal point of the offense and not really the run game as it was in the past with Baker there. And add on the fact that Nick Chubb is 28 years old coming off of that brutal knee injury. Chubb is not the best guy to bet against just because he's kind of proven that he can come back from an injury like this when he was much younger. But, you know, everything is kind of working against him at this point. In a half PPR one quarterback league where I have a contending team, I shipped him off and, you know, I didn't feel great about it at the time, but I do think it's just the right process move to make. I ended up sending Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford and got a 2025 projected like mid first round pick. I think if you can get a trade like that to go through, you probably have to just try to take the value there. If you can get draft capital or maybe shift to another veteran running back like Chubb plus a little bit for maybe like Henry or Alvin Kamara, I'm just trying to make that trade and get off before people start to realize. I mean, Nick Chubb will probably, it'll be interesting to see when he ends up coming back in the season, but it might be later on in the season. And it's like, do you want to stash a guy like that on your team? And if he ends up looking bad going into, you know, this, the end of the season, when he comes back in, what does his value really look like in the off season? I think it's going to be way lower than it is right now. So I think people still may have that optimism, but yeah, man, I mean, just a quick kind of impromptu episode. You know, appreciate you guys for listening. You know, we're going to be back next week and actually get into some of these rankings for you guys. I know we've been talking about it, but, you know, schedules kind of did not line up this week. So I just wanted to make sure we get something out for you guys and appreciate it. If you listen this far into the episode, follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Monarchy. try to post stuff over there, keep you guys updated with the episodes and everything like that. If you guys like these buys or sells, you know, kind of drop them to us. If there's other players that you're targeting at this point before the draft, I feel like there's a lot of trades that can be made and, you know, will be made. So if you guys see any values, definitely let us know what you're thinking and we'll kind of hit you back there and let you know what our thoughts are. Really appreciate you guys for listening this far. And hey, man, we'll be back next week. So appreciate you guys all. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Dynasty Monarchy podcast. Fancy some fantasy advice? Tweet or DM at Dynasty Monarchy on Twitter. Until next time, farewell, my fellow kings and queens.